Adam Bede by George Eliot. This book is read by David Case. This recording of the full-length reading of Adam Bede was produced in 1994 by Phoenix Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Phoenix Recordings. George Eliot, her real name was Mary Ann Evans Cross, was born on November the 22nd, 1819, at Arbury Farm, Warwickshire, England. She received an ordinary education, and upon leaving school at the age of 16, embarked on a programme of independent study to further her intellectual growth. In 1841 she moved with her father to Coventry, where the influence of sceptics and rationalists swayed her from an intense religious devoutness to an eventual break with the church. The death of her father in 1849 left her with a small legacy and the freedom to pursue her literary inclinations. In 1851 she became the assistant editor of the Westminster Review, a position she held for 3 years. In 1854 came the fated meeting with George Henry Lewes, the gifted editor of The Leader, who was to become her adviser and companion for the next 24 years. Her first book, Scenes of Clerical Life, 1858, was followed by Adam Bede, 1859, The Mill on the Floss, 1860, and Silas Marner, 1861. The death of Lewes in 1878 left her stricken and lonely. On May the 6th, 1880, she married John Cross, a friend of long standing, and after a brief illness she died on December the 22nd of that year in London. The book is preceded by a quotation from one of Wordsworth's poems. "So that ye may have clear images before your gladdened eyes of nature's unambitious underwood and flowers that prosper in the shade. And when I speak of such among the flock as swerved or fell, those only shall be singled out upon whose lapse or error something more than brotherly forgiveness may attend." Book 1, Chapter 1, The Workshop. With a single drop of ink for a mirror, the Egyptian sorcerer undertakes to reveal to any chance comer far-reaching visions of the past. This is what I undertake to do for you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?